Heading into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly update from LCSD number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson, live in studio this morning. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Good morning to you.
Enjoying that summertime sun and the summertime around, of course, Lincoln County, Western Wyoming. You get into this the summer schedule, and students may not be in school, but there's still a lot going on, isn't there?
There's a ton going on, Duke. You're exactly right. We hope that our students and our teachers are making some memories and having some good summer experiences, but so many of our staff are year-round, and we appreciate the bus mechanics and the transportation department. They've got hundreds of tickets that they're trying to solve to make sure Old Yeller's ready to roll come August 26th. And then our maintenance department and custodial, they work their guts out in the summer. We've got a lot of projects going on. If you haven't been past the high school, Star Valley High, you may want to take a little drive past there, but we're putting in the school board was gracious enough to approve not only resurfacing the track, new bleachers, and then a practice soccer field / football field, and it's going to be the real deal. And Warren Hicks and his guys, hopefully they can execute everything, and that stadium will be ready to go by mid-August. At least by the end of August.
That's fantastic. And the bleachers will be bigger, if I understand, correct? A little bit longer?
Yes, you're absolutely correct, Duke. They'll be a little bit bigger. Those bleachers came from the old high school. I believe that they're at least 35-ish years old. So it was time to upgrade and make them a little safer.
Did you get the elevator that we requested? Did that make it in so we can haul our equipment up?
The board did not approve that.
Oh, come on. Come on now. You know what? It's exciting. So big, more seating, which would be great. The practice field will be great, just in time to host, you know, the regionals next time it comes around. Regional soccer. That's a joke, of course.
Yes, 8 years from now.
Yeah, right. But resurfacing of the track. So, yeah. And this is the track is something that happens every, 10 to 15 years. And so it's just part of the routine, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And we appreciate Coach Draney and Coach Young being patient with us this summer as we've totally caused upheaval in their lives. But they're gracious enough to they can see the end result coming, and it'll be great for kids.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely. So a lot of summer projects going, and a lot of, as you mentioned, work behind the scenes. Those that just, I know a lot of deep cleaning takes place during the summer, right?
Ooh, our summer cleaning crews, they work extremely hard and long hours and getting those classrooms and our buildings in tip-top shape. And we very much appreciate their effort. And we're very proud of our facilities. And we appreciate our summer custodians as well as our year-round custodians that help to keep our buildings looking nice.
Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. It is an election year, Superintendent, and it sounds like a few seats up for election on the board this year.
Yeah, I'm going to go off memory here, but Duke, we have 4 school board seats that will be open this fall. I believe filing opens August 7th and runs through the 26th. You can reach out to Mrs. Kleeman at the district office if you need further information or desire to run. She'll have those applications, but I believe we have Area 1, Area 3, Area 4, and one of the at-large that's held currently by Homer Bennett, and he does a great job for us. Area 4 is Chairman Simpson, and obviously he's rock solid, and we appreciate all that he does. Area 3 is Jed Johnson currently, and what a quiet giant leader. And then Area 1 is currently held by Len Johnson.
All right. And so again, any further information to file or details on that, the school board or the school district office will have those details, right?
Correct. Or you can go to the county website or contact the county.
Excellent. Superintendent Erickson again in the studio. Superintendent, a little bit of news made over the last couple of days with some state testing, and State Superintendent Dagenfelder saying that she has a plan to reduce the amount of YTOP or state tests. Tell us what you know about this, and just give us maybe a real brief description here.
Okay, so we're obviously, it's pretty new news, and so we're trying to digest it and figure out what it truly means to Lincoln too, but my understanding right now is the third grade writing test would be eliminated and possibly some adjustments at the ninth grade level. So people need to understand that at the district level, there's 48 districts in the state of Wyoming, and through the accreditation process, which we adhere to in order to be able to offer credits and diplomas, obviously, it does not reduce our district common assessment system that we each district has to have in place as part of accreditation. But it does reduce a little bit of YTOP testing. So that's obviously a win for students and a win for teachers, and I think it'll help attitudes.
Yeah. So. On the surface, what do you see as the reasoning for this early on?
I think there's been a big push that too much assessment going on. So big assessment, summative assessment type things. So high stakes.
Okay. And obviously, I would assume there's still some discussion to be had. Is this rolling out the upcoming school year? Would it be a little bit further than that?
I believe it'll be for this. It goes in force for the 24-25 school year, but I'm not prepared to discuss the details yet as I'm still trying to figure out what it means and digest it.
Did just come out a couple days ago.
Yeah, we did meet yesterday, you know, Jason and Corey and Nate and I, and trying to digest it, and we'll get with our PLC chairs and other teachers and make a stab at this, and we'll have our kids prepared one way or the other.
All right.
Speaking of accreditation, most people don't know that, but we're on a 5-year cycle, and the 24-25 school year is our time to prepare for our next accreditation, which is scheduled for the fall of 25.
And remind us what this is for the year of accreditation means. What has to go into that?
There's a handful of standards and that we need to be prepared for on teaching and learning, leadership, board governance, assessment. There's a bunch of different things. So Mr. Jason Horsley is ultimately in charge of that, and he's a great leader, and he'll lead us through that process again. So we'll come through with flying colors is my prediction.
Awesome. Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. Monthly update from District 2. I appreciate your time as always, Superintendent. Anything else?
The only other thing I'd add, Duke, is sure appreciate the district office staff. A lot of people don't realize that they work year-round, and this is the report time of year, and there's a lot of mundane, very, very important work, though. Our business department's also preparing for the audit, and so there's just a lot of things going on, and appreciate the great people that I get to work with.
Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVGI Radio.